This morning on WCHL, the latest on a pedestrian that was struck in a crosswalk last night on Franklin Street downtown. Watch out for bears in Hillsboro. Multiple sightings have been reported. Carborough says no to future drive-through windows, but not to everyone's delight.
By denying them, you jeopardize the commercial growth that might have followed.
And gas prices are climbing nationally, but how about right here in the Tar Heel State?
A lot of folks are thinking that, oh, the prices are going up, but they really haven't in North Carolina as a whole. They have been steady.
D.G. Martin will check in later on in the hour. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, one of the Tar Heel greats in the baseball diamond is going into the record books. And
LeBron James is opting out to get more leverage on the Miami Heat.
That's this morning at Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, 75 degrees in Chapel Hill, warming up now steadily. Our high today in the upper 80s. In the afternoon, late today, we'll have a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms. A pedestrian was struck just before 9:30 last night at the crosswalk in the 100 block of West Franklin Street between 140 West and Columbia Street. Chapel Hill police say the pedestrian was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. An officer says the vehicle and the driver that struck the pedestrian stayed on scene until police got there. Neither party's identifying information has been released. At this time, the investigation is ongoing. A number of black bear sightings in Hillsboro have Orange County Emergency Services on alert. ABC 11 is reporting sightings have been reported at Lawrence Road and U.S. 70, Churton Street and U.S. 70, and Churton Street and Mayo, all in Hillsboro. Dispatchers began receiving those calls on Monday evening. Officials say they're not sure if the sightings have been of just one bear who obviously gets around a lot or multiple bears. Anyone who sees a bear should not approach it and should call 911 immediately. Proposals to broaden Carborough's 1998 ban on drive-thrus at downtown businesses to include other areas of town brought several citizens out to last night's Board of Aldermen meeting in Carborough. Most of the citizens who spoke at the meeting were against the idea. And in the end, the board came up with a compromise. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Drive-thrus located in appropriate areas and under specified guidelines, like those enacted in 1998, are important amenities. By denying them, you jeopardize the commercial growth that might have followed. Lack of commercial growth threatens the broadening of our commercial tax base, thereby continuing to overburden the residential property owners.
That's Linda Lloyd speaking at the summer's final meeting of the Carborough Board of Aldermen. Her husband, Gene Lloyd, is a member of the family that owned and operated Lloyd Electric Company on Main Street for more than 50 years. The family also owns 40 acres across from Carborough Plaza on NC 54. The property is currently under contract under the name Lloyd Farm Development. Lloyd was one of several citizens, including Kristen Smith from the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, who came out to speak against a proposed ban on drive-through features at all Carborough developments, with the exception of pharmacies. New drive-thrus were prohibited in the center of the downtown business area back in 1998 as part of Carborough's land use ordinance. The Wendy's drive-thru at the corner of Main and Greensboro Streets predated that rule by about 15 years. But the new resolution would ban drive-thrus from developments in other areas, such as Highway 54. Lloyd's arguments against prohibiting drive-thrus were similar to others that were presented during the public comments portion of the hearing. People said it would scare off businesses, that it discriminates against the elderly, the disabled, and parents with small and/or sick children. They said it creates an inconvenience for commuters and would cause consumers to spend money elsewhere. But a couple of speakers expressed their support for the ban. Retired UNC academic advisor Barb Stenross lives on Carroll Street near the Lloyd Farm property.
It's right where I walk around. I'm a senior. I walk. I don't feel comfortable on a bike. I wish I still did. But it's very important for me to have a community that has trees, that has a good environment, that does not have traffic emissions. I'm fine with having a pharmacy drive-in because I think that does serve families and the disabled. But I think this is a good ordinance.
Carborough Planning Board member Catherine Adamson reiterated that board's recommendation, which was not unanimous, she added, to prohibit all drive-thrus, including pharmacies. When it was time for alderpersons to speak, Damon Siles said that he's received a lot of phone calls, emails, and personal visits about the issue recently, and it's caused him to rethink the proposal.
I have no doubt that there are negative environmental impacts of drive-thrus and public health impacts of drive-thrus, and that's important to me. But as we know, there are also concerns about accessibility. And we've heard from several people, both tonight and in emails and elsewhere, about the importance of accessibility for people with limited mobility and for their caregivers, which I think is another important point we've heard about recently.
Siles made a motion to extend the ban to districts zoned for limited industrial use, as well as commercial uses that include wholesaling, storage, mail order, auto-related businesses, offices, and retail. Areas include that part of Greensboro Street where Fitch Lumber is located, and the area along Jones Ferry Road near the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. He added that drive-thrus in other areas should be a subject of further discussion. Alderperson Michelle Johnson said that while she agreed with Sal's motion more than the resolution before the board, she thought that everyone should be mindful that the environmental concerns of people like Barb Stenross, who live outside the downtown area, should not be dismissed.
I can support what you're saying more than I could support a ban on all drive-thrus because of the accessibility issues, and we're all aging too, so there's going to be a point where we're going to be rolling up through a drive-thru too, right?
The Board of Aldermen passed Siles' motion unanimously. Alderpersons Randy Haven O'Donnell and Jacqueline Giss said they'd work together over the summer to plan some public forums in the fall regarding drive-thrus to see what creative ideas may come out of that. For more on this story, you can read it at our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
If you've been to the pump lately, you may be wondering about gas prices. Well, they've been going up steadily nationally in the past 12 days. But fortunately for North Carolinians, prices are still expected to remain rather stable. WCHL's Princess Streeter has more.
A lot of folks are thinking that, oh, the prices are going up, but they really haven't in North Carolina as a whole. They have been steady.
That's Public Relations Manager of AAA Carolinas, Tiffany Wright, speaking with WCHL about the recent hike in prices in other states versus a slight trend in June showing a decrease in prices at North Carolina pumps. With ISIS insurgents' most recent attack on Iraq's largest oil refinery, Americans have begun to attribute the spike in prices to the crisis overseas. However, Wright assures that there should be no more than a 5 to 10 cent gasoline price increase statewide this summer.
There is reason and concern for drivers to have a nervous wallet there because with so much of the uncertainty and the unknown out there in Iraq, it does have us some feeling there for concern. But as of right now, they really are steady.
Wright also says this Independence Day holiday has an expected 2% increase in travel nationwide. Princess Streeter, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
I don't know about you, but I already have a nervous wallet for a number of reasons. North Carolina legislators are finally getting together to discuss how to reach a new government spending plan for the upcoming fiscal year. House and Senate budget negotiators met behind closed doors on Tuesday afternoon at the legislative building. Both chambers passed rival plans in recent weeks that spend about $21 billion, but differ greatly on priorities for the budget year starting July 1st. Governor Pat McCrory's administration is keenly interested in the final product because he will be asked to sign budget adjustments into law. Medicaid continues to be a negotiation obstacle. McCrory Budget Director Art Pope wrote in a memo the state doesn't need to set aside as much money for Medicaid as the Senate did, but Senate leaders say the General Assembly staff members are now warning of additional unexpected costs. Governor McCrory has signed a bill that shifts business recruiting and marketing functions from the state-run Commerce Department to a private nonprofit corporation. McCrory says the law will create jobs by helping the state react more quickly to business prospects. Commerce Secretary Sharon Decker sat beside McCrory as he signed the bill yesterday, laying out the contract requirements for the new Economic Development Partnership of North Carolina. Decker says the measure is a good one to get the partnership off the ground. Any agreement would transfer Commerce Department functions such as business recruitment and development, international trade, and travel and tourism to the partnership. McCrory has sought the transfer to the nonprofit for over a year now. The legislature told him last summer to develop a partnership strategy. WCHL News Time, 8:13, and now we turn to Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. For the second time in as many years, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters has named Ron Stutz Radio Personality of the Year in the state's non-metro division. Woo! The award was presented yesterday at the Washington Duke Inn in Durham during the NCAB's annual convention. The veteran morning show host will celebrate 37 years since his WCHL debut on July 11th. He can be heard on weekdays, of course, from 6 in the morning till 9 in the morning, right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. In addition to hosting the morning show, Stutz produces the daily feature called the Village Pride Award, where the station honors someone who has contributed to the community. He is often heard covering breaking news, weather, and sports events at any and all times of the day. On home football Saturdays, Ron can be seen and heard at a local establishment hosting Countdown to Kickoff, and before men's basketball games can often be heard hosting Countdown to Tip-Off. Outside the walls of WCHL, he can also be seen emceeing events throughout the community all year long. You'll see him next Friday hosting the 4th of July celebrations at Keenan Stadium, as he often does. The NCAB presented its radio and television awards last year. Stutz won the inaugural Personality of the Year award in 2013. Ron, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Come out to any of those appearances and you can see why I do indeed have the perfect face for radio.
You said it.
Sitting here wondering, as you were reading that story, wondering how that would sound if I tried to do it myself. The veteran broadcaster.
That's why we didn't cross that bridge.
No, I'd rather not. So that's why you're in here doing that story.
But that's right.
At any rate, thank you so much.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's really been great hearing from a lot of listeners the last couple of days as well, since yesterday, since it was announced. And, I love all you guys. Just keep listening, and your check is in the mail.
Well, Facebook has been all a Twitter, and Twitter has been all a Facebook because of it, too.
Well, I haven't seen anything on Twitter because, as you know, I don't really do Twitter, but maybe I should check that out, too. Facebook is
I do not suggest you getting a Twitter handle, but I would suggest maybe looking at it, sure.
No, I don't have a Twitter handle, but I would like to check out what folks are saying there.
Definitely.
Because you never know what somebody might be
mostly retweets.
Saying.
Yeah. But someone called you a boss.
Oh, is that? I think my son said that. But at any rate, I appreciate all the kind comments, and Facebook has been just overwhelming, and
as it often is,
gotten a lot of phone calls as well, and you all have had a few listeners call in this morning. So
well earned, you old man.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah. Stick around for a long, long time doing something, and somebody out there will think you did a good job over a long period of time, I guess. Anyway, it is time to get back to the regular business. And see, I don't know how much longer I'm going to do this. Might just collapse right in front of you here.
Don't do that.
Time now for traffic. It's brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound and southbound, really between NC 54 and Garrett Road. You'll see some slowdowns through the Estes Drive interchange, the East Franklin split as well. Also, the Ephesus Church Road and I-40 interchanges seeing some delays all through that stretch. Be on the lookout there. NC 54 heading westbound between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road seeing some delays. Just minor to moderate right now. Nothing major out there. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Just want you to know that one thing I'm working on behind the scenes is one of these days we're going to have a Broadcaster's Fashion Award each year. And I'm going to nominate you for that.
Excellent.
Because I think you'd be a front runner.
Well, thank you.
You'd be the guy to beat. So we'll talk to you.
In radio.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can see him every day on WCHL. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. We talk about their coffee all the time, but the fountain drinks are great. They're made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees. They have that great chewy ice, and they're only 79 cents, and guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. All right, time now to turn to your Chapel Hill Carboro weather, and it's brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. 75 degrees, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers this morning. Not much to worry about there, but a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High today about 88 or 89 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in our forecast. Overnight, low 70, chance of rain 50-50. Tomorrow, a good day, but a little warm, mostly sunny with a high of about 90. Looking ahead a little bit as we get closer to the weekend. Tomorrow night, clear with a low of about 68. And then on Friday, partly sunny, 20% chance of rain in the afternoon, and the high in the low 90s, so a little warmer.
Ron Stutz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and the entire WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, the clean joke, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, Ron Stutz.
Authorities in North Carolina say a registered sex offender ran a home child care as a front for a child porn production operation involving a special forces soldier and other adults. Harnett County investigators say Bailey Joe Mills ran the unlicensed child care from his home. Mills has three felony convictions involving sexual activity with children and was charged in January with raping a 13-year-old girl. Authorities say there are at least 10 child victims. Again, this is in Sanford. Also arrested were Mills' wife, 34-year-old Elizabeth Holland Mills, 29-year-old Sergeant First Class Jordan Everett Bussey of Fort Bragg, 20-year-old Rashawn Rodriguez Drake Jackson, and 50-year-old Tommy Wall. Bailey Joe Mills' attorney, Mac Hunter, said he expected federal authorities would get involved. The other defendants could not immediately be reached for comment. And a Wake County lawmaker has suggested that adults being sexually attracted to children is a sexual orientation like homosexuality during a debate over changes to the state's public charter schools. One amendment presented during yesterday's House debate would have prohibited charter schools from discriminating against applicants based on their sexual orientation. The amendment was turned down, but during the debate, Republican Representative Paul Stamm said pedophilia was a sexual orientation like homosexuality and questioned the role adults who are sexually attracted to children might have in schools. Several lawmakers called Stamm's comments offensive. The House approved the changes to the charter school law, including making them subject to state open records law and allowing them to grow one grade level per year. WCHL News Time, 8:20. WCHL Championship Sports. Congratulations to one of the greatest Carolina baseball players to ever take the field at Bochimer Stadium. He will be inducted into the Omaha College Baseball Hall of Fame on the 3rd of July. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
Dustin Ackley will become the first Tar Heel baseball player inducted into the Omaha College Baseball Hall of Fame in the second ever class. Established in 2013 to celebrate college baseball's storied history, it's fitting it didn't take long for a Carolina player to join the elite ranks. Head coach Mike Fox's Tar Heels seemingly make Omaha, the site of the College World Series, their second home. Ackley will be joined in the 2014 class by Steve Arlen from Ohio State, Will Clark from Mississippi State, and Mark Kotze from Cal State Fullerton. Inductees were selected because of their outstanding contributions to college baseball with a special interest in the performances at the game's biggest stage in Omaha. It must have been a rather easy decision for the former players and coaches who were voting on the honorees, as Carolina's Ackley is one of the best hitters in ACC history and holds the College World Series career record with 28 hits. In addition, the lefty boasted an incredible .412 batting average in his Omaha career. Ackley, the first player ever to be named to the College World Series All-Tournament team on three separate occasions, always saved his best stuff for college baseball's cathedral. The first baseman performed at the highest level for the Diamond Heels from 2007 to 2009, finishing his UNC career as the school's all-time batting average leader. He also led the way in hits, runs, and total bases. With those lofty statistics, it's no surprise Ackley's experienced success in the professional ranks. He's currently starting in the outfield for the Seattle Mariners. Ackley and the rest of the 2014 inductees will be recognized at the TD Ameritrade College Home Run Derby on July 3rd and be featured on ESPN's live broadcast. It's a fitting tribute for one of Carolina's very best. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And speaking of the College World Series, North Carolina didn't get there this year. Let's hope for next year, but Virginia got to the College World Series, and the Cavaliers are still alive with a chance to win a national title tonight. Last night, Brandon Waddell limited Vanderbilt to five hits in his first nine-inning complete game, and Virginia knocked out first-round draft pick Tyler Bede in the seventh. Cavaliers evened up the College World Series finals with a 7-2 victory. Each team will be playing for its first national title in baseball in the winner-take-all game three tonight. Virginia is 53-15 on the season. The Cavs forced the third game after Vanderbilt, a team with a 50-21 record, rode a 9-run third inning to a 9-8 victory in the opener. But it's all on the line tonight. Tiger Woods says he's without pain for the first time in 2 years as he embarks on his latest comeback. Nearly 3 months after having back surgery to alleviate a pinched nerve, Ouch. Woods returns to competition this week in the Quicken Loans National at Congressional. Woods is the tournament host. This is in Bethesda, Maryland. He says he probably wouldn't have played this week if the event did not benefit his foundation. That's not to suggest that he's coming back too early. Woods says he's been ahead of schedule in the recovery and began taking full swings with a driver a few weeks ago. His goal all along was to be ready for the British Open. He already has missed two majors this year. 8:24 at WCHL. That's a quick look at championship sports.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
LeBron James is opting out to get more leverage on the Miami Heat. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Even though King LeBron has opened up all the options by opting out of his contract with the Heat, he is likely to remain in Miami after he gets his way with team president Pat Riley. There are now too many teams that want James and too many free agents who want to play with him if Riley doesn't give James what he wants. And that's more help. Michael Jordan had it. Why shouldn't James? Meanwhile, D-Wade and Chris Bosh also have opt-out deadlines approaching. So what they do likely will depend on what their MVP teammate decides. Undoubtedly, James wants to either break up the Big Three or add a Big Fourth and Big Fifth player to the lineup that was clearly outclassed by the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA Finals. James must know that Wade's knees are gone and that Bosh is not the answer inside. So his conversations with Riley will go something like this. Pat, we need players who can help take the pressure off me to carry the team every game. We need another big body inside to let Bosh roam outside, and we need a younger, dependable perimeter scorer who can shoot the three and drive it to the hole. Furthermore, Pat, you know teams are lining up to sign me and making promises from practice time to surrounding me with Melo and other stars. So, Pat, while I am meeting with all these clubs, get to work on turning this into less than a one-man team. It's simple. I'm not staying without more help. Some may think there'll be another so-called decision where James makes the big announcement on where he will be playing in the future. Before that happens, it needs to be Riley and the Heat making the big splash by announcing who will stay and who will come. Chris Paul is a best friend of James, and his Clippers would have to move a lot of people from their roster, but undoubtedly they would. The Lakers would love to have James to build their new team around. Cleveland and Atlanta are also possible choices, but neither city has the star appeal of Miami, L.A., or even New York, where Carmelo Anthony could even re-sign with the Knicks if new president Phil Jackson could woo LeBron to the big city. So opting out doesn't mean he is necessarily leaving. It only means that the Miami Heat will look a lot different next season, whether or not James stays. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Ring-a-ding-ding. The year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
The brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you through an unmatched level of expertise and service. The Weaver Street Team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at weaverstreetrealty.com.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Hey, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
Desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
Insanely.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Get the new curved LG G Flex smartphone with 6-inch HD screen for immersive cinematic viewing and exceptional voice and sound. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for 4 phones on AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Credit offer ends April 30th. Activate new line and remain in good standing to receive credit within 3 months. Other charges and restrictions apply. Reliability claim based on analysis of independent third-party data regarding national carriers 4G LTE.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate functions. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and today's your last chance. So buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
All right, coming up on 8:30 at WCHL, and time now for your Chapel Hill Carboro weather, brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Well, it's 75 degrees right now, warming up steadily, high today in the upper 80s, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of showers this morning. Before lunchtime, we could get a little rain, but not likely. The 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thundershowers, and partly cloudy after midnight. Overnight, low 70, chance of rain 50-50. And then tomorrow, a nice day, although a little warm, mostly sunshine with a high of about 90. Tomorrow night, clear skies with lows in the upper 60s. That sounds nice. And on Friday, partly sunny with a 20% chance of rain, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon tomorrow with a high in the low 90s. Looks like a rather warm weekend with the highs both days in the 90s as well. Grimble Jewelers, whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece that you've been dreaming of, Grimble's is always there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Go see Berkeley Grimble today at Grimble Jewelers in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carboro community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
Barrett, imagine serving in the House for 22 terms. Now New York Democrat Charles Rangel claims he's won his primary.
There are too many of you for me to thank individually.
Rangel's opponent has not conceded, even so.
I want each one of you to go home and know that this was your victory.
Mississippi Republican Thad Cochran on track to return to the Senate for a seventh term after his close primary battle. Tea Party back Chris McDaniel wondered who got to vote.
There is something a bit unusual about a Republican primary that's decided by liberal Democrats.
In Mississippi, Democrats who did not vote earlier this month in their party's primary were eligible to vote yesterday. Political scholar Larry Sabato on Cochran's win.
What it really tells me is that a six-term senator in Mississippi who's provided an awful lot of pork has a lot of trouble getting renominated in the modern-day Republican Party.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
75 degrees, 832 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. A pedestrian was struck just before 9:30 last night at the crosswalk at the 100 block of West Franklin Street in downtown Chapel Hill. It happened right between 140 West and Columbia Street. Chapel Hill police say the pedestrian was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. An officer says the driver of the vehicle that struck the pedestrian stayed on the scene until police arrived. Neither party's identifying information has been released. At this time, the investigation is ongoing. A number of black bear sightings in Hillsborough. That's rather unusual, and that has Orange County Emergency Services on alert. ABC 11 reports sightings have been reported at Lawrence Road and US 70, Churton Street and Highway 70, and also at Churton Street and Mayo. Dispatchers began getting calls on Monday evening. Officials say they're not sure if the sightings have been of one bear that people keep seeing all over the place, or maybe multiple bears. Anyone who sees a bear should not approach it and should call 911 immediately. A proposal to broaden Carrboro's 1998 ban on drive-through windows at downtown businesses to include other areas of town brought several citizens out to last night's Board of Aldermen meeting. Most of the citizens who spoke at last night's meeting were against the idea, and in the end, the alderman came up with a compromise. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Drive-throughs located in appropriate areas and under specified guidelines, like those enacted in 1998, are important amenities. By denying them, you jeopardize the commercial growth that might have followed. Lack of commercial growth threatens the broadening of our commercial tax base, thereby continuing to overburden the residential property owners.
That's Linda Lloyd speaking at the summer's final meeting of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen. Her husband, Gene Lloyd, is a member of the family that owned and operated Lloyd Electric Company on Main Street for more than 50 years. The family also owns 40 acres across from Carrboro Plaza on NC 54. The property is currently under contract under the name Lloyd Farm Development. Lloyd was one of several citizens, including Kristen Smith from the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, who came out to speak against a proposed ban on drive-through features at all Carrboro developments, with the exception of pharmacies. New drive-thrus were prohibited in the center of the downtown business area back in 1998 as part of Carrboro's land use ordinance. The Wendy's drive-thru at the corner of Main and Greensboro Streets predated that rule by about 15 years. But the new resolution would ban drive-thrus from developments in other areas, such as Highway 54. Lloyd's arguments against prohibiting drive-thrus were similar to others that were presented during the public comments portion of the hearing. People said it would scare off businesses, that it discriminates against the elderly, the disabled, and parents with small and/or sick children. They said it creates an inconvenience for commuters and would cause consumers to spend money elsewhere. But a couple of speakers expressed their support for the ban. Retired UNC academic advisor Barb Stenross lives on Carroll Street near the Lloyd Farm property.
It's right where I walk around. I'm a senior. I walk. I don't feel comfortable on a bike. I wish I still did. But it's very important for me to have a community that has trees, that has a good environment, that does not have traffic emissions. I'm fine with having a pharmacy drive-in because I think that does serve families and the disabled. But I think this is a good ordinance.
Carrboro Planning Board member Catherine Adamson reiterated that board's recommendation, which was not unanimous, she added, to prohibit all drive-thrus, including pharmacies. When it was time for alderpersons to speak, Damon Siles said that he's received a lot of phone calls, emails, and personal visits about the issue recently, and it's caused him to rethink the proposal.
I have no doubt that there are negative environmental impacts of drive-thrus and public health impacts of drive-thrus, and that's important to me. But as we know, there are also concerns about accessibility, and we've heard from several people, both tonight and in emails and elsewhere, about the importance of accessibility for people with limited mobility and for their caregivers, which I think is another important point we've heard about recently.
Siles made a motion to extend the ban to districts zoned for limited industrial use, as well as commercial uses that include wholesaling, storage, mail order, auto-related businesses, offices, and retail. Areas include that part of Greensboro Street where Fitch Lumber is located, and the area along Jones Ferry Road near the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. He added that drive-thrus in other areas should be a subject of further discussion. Alderperson Michelle Johnson said that while she agreed with Sal's motion more than the resolution before the board, she thought that everyone should be mindful that the environmental concerns of people like Barb Stenross, who live outside the downtown area, should not be dismissed.
I can support what you're saying more than I could support a ban on all drive-thrus because of the accessibility issues, and we're all aging, too, so there's going to be a point where we're going to be rolling up through a drive-thru, too, right?
The Board of Aldermen passed Siles' motion unanimously. Alderpersons Randy Haven O'Donnell and Jacqueline Giss said they'd work together over the summer to plan some public forums in the fall regarding drive-thrus to see what creative ideas may come out of that. For more on this story, you can read it at our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The North Carolina Senate has given preliminary approval to legislation ordering Duke Energy to close all its coal ash dumps in the state by 2029. Tuesday's unanimous vote came about 4 months after a spill from a Duke plant in Eden coated 70 miles of the Dan River in toxic sludge. The measure, sponsored by Senate Leader Phil Berger and Senate Rules Chairman Tom Apodaca, requires Duke Energy to move ash from dumps at four Duke plants into line landfills. A new coal ash commission and state regulators would decide whether the millions of tons of ash at 10 remaining plants could be capped and left in place. The bill faces votes in the House before heading to the governor's desk. And Governor Pat McCrory, of course, worked for Duke for 29 years. I certainly knew. No conflict of interest there, I'm sure. It's 8:38 at WCHL. Zach Godwin, chapelboro.com, joins us now. And Zach, sitting very comfortably at the Twitter desk. And I like what you've done with that chair over there. It's
well, really thank you. I'm sending it to the shop later. I'm going to get some cup holders installed.
Oh, good.
But it's certainly nice.
That'll free up your hands for tweeting. And speaking of that, what are folks tweeting about today?
Well, of course, the most important thing they're tweeting about is saying congratulations to you, Ron Stutz.
I've got to get on Twitter and read those because I don't normally do Twitter, and I just ran missing that last hour, and I'm curious.
You could really be feeding your ego, Ron.
Well.
The PTA Thrift Shop says congratulations. Some folk, Matt Bailey, somebody named Anchor Bill. I don't know who Anchor Bill is.
Anchor Bill?
Mm-hmm. Michael Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
A few other folks, they're just... Say congratulations, Ron, two-time Personality of the Year.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
And I actually have a story from myself from last night
really?
To kind of share. People often say, you know, what's the point of Twitter? Mm-hmm. What do you get out of it? Well, last night I was sitting on my couch and ended up in a conversation with the one and only Captain Kirk, William Shatner.
Really?
On Twitter. Now,
are you sure it was him or somebody representing him?
It may have been his personal assistant.
Yeah.
But I'm going to at least pretend that he had his phone in his hands for that moment. He gave an interview where he talked about, for those who don't know, Twitter it's called being verified if you're really famous, just so you know that you're not just talking to somebody who made an account called William Shatner. It's actually mm-hmm. him or one of his people, at least.
Yeah.
And he made some comments about that I didn't really know about or understand a whole lot. And then somebody at BuzzFeed wrote an article that made him sound like a grumpy old curmudgeon, which he occasionally can be.
And tries not to be, I'm sure.
He tries not to be, but he's known for that a little bit. So I just saw one of these tweets that he'd sent out, and I made a little joke about it. And he starts asking my advice. Well, should I listen to them? Should I block them? And I don't even know what he's talking about, so I'm frantically Googling articles to figure out what he's talking about.
Wow.
But at the end of the night, it was pretty cool. I can say I've chatted with Captain Kirk.
Well, that's cool.
So that's one of the big things that Twitter is good for, is you can actually reach folks like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the local, there's Carolina basketball players, football players, coaches on Twitter you can talk to.
They're tweeting all the time, unfortunately, sometimes.
Yes. But it's a direct line that, you know, 20 years ago, you might send them a fan letter or something, but
yeah.
It's cool to be able to kind of interact with people on a more day-to-day basis.
Yeah, cool. Well, thanks for sharing that. If somebody wants to tweet us, how do they do that?
It's just at Chapelboro or at WCHL.
All right. Zach Godwin, close personal friend of William Shatner.
Live long and prosper. That wasn't Shatner. I know that wasn't Captain Kirk for you Star Trek fans out there.
It's from the show, anyway.
It's from the show.
So, it's 8:41 at WCHL. Today's commentary, Matt Hughes on the way next.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of Mom and Dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
Downtown Chapel Hill begins here on the plaza at 140 West Franklin Street.
Enjoy free events every Friday night from 6 to 9 at the Live and Local Music and Art Series now through June 27th. Live and Local will feature world-class performances and top-notch visual and performing arts. The Live and Local Music and Art Series on the Plaza at 140 West Franklin Street. Sponsored by WCHL and DSI Comedy Theater. For more info, go to 140westfranklinplaza.com.
Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill is celebrating the kickoff to summer with the sizzling summer sale. While we realize affordability is of paramount importance, we also know that reputation is even more important. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Timothy had to say about his performance experience.
I brought my Honda Cross Tour in on a Tuesday evening due to some lights on the dash I couldn't figure out. Andy kept a fantastic eye on my car and called to update me on the status. He was polite and professional and also extremely knowledgeable about vehicle service. He explained and also showed me what was wrong and answered all my questions pertaining to the issue. I can't thank you guys enough for taking such great care of my car.
Now that's a wow. Everyone saves during our sizzling summer sales event. You'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, where we sell new Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru, plus pre-owned vehicles starting below $6,000. That's the performance promise. Visit our virtual showroom and find service coupons at performanceautomall.com or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
Flavor and freshness go hand in hand. That's why Jersey Mike's fresh slices each and every sub to order. Never pre-sliced or pre-packaged, Jersey Mike's subs are made the authentic way, sliced right in front of you and piled high with fresh toppings. You'll taste the freshness and flavor. Be your healthiest you by choosing Jersey Mike's subs for lunch or dinner. Order online at jerseymikesubs.com or call us at 919-918-SUBS.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste break guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
8:45 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz, and Sean Sloan is here from Twig. And Sean, how you doing this morning?
Really well, Ron. Thank you for having me on.
I understand you just got back from the West Coast. You just flew in, and boy, your arm's tired. For folks who don't know, Twig is a proud WCHL and Chapelboro advertiser. We're always talking about Twig, but for the folks who may have been hiding under a rock and don't know, what is Twig all about?
Well, Ron, we're a retail shop. We've been in business for 6.5 years. We're located right next to Whole Foods, and we're independent and just one outlet right here in Chapel Hill. And the focus of the store, it's a variety store with a focus on eco products. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of different goods that we filter or we curate to have some message relating to sustainability. It might be fair trade, it might be recyclable, it might be renewable, or it might just enhance your quality of life and your health.
Now, you guys have been so successful over there at Twig. Folks talk about it all the time. Folks always talking about the socks you can get at Twig's. And also, you're so successful that you're going to expand. Tell us about the expansion.
Yes, Ron, we have expanded. About a month ago, we took down a wall that was a partition between our stockroom, office, and the selling floor area. So we've added about 30% more selling floor, and so it gives us a space to remerchandise. We had a lot packed into a small space, so now we can make it a little bit more shoppable, and we're bringing in some new items, too, that I think people will like.
Well, along with that expansion, I understand you're having some sales, as you might expect, but also some special activities and all kinds of giveaways. Tell us about that.
Yes, we're always having some specials or sales. We're a business. But, yeah, we're having some fun. We've got some kids' activities for the next 2 weekends on Saturdays. We've got this really cute carousel that's pedal-powered for 3 kids. We'll have that going for kids' rides. And then we have a puppet show, an interactive puppet show with Virginia, who comes in and, you know, sits around with all her characters, and the kids participate. And that's from 12 to 2 on Saturdays. And on Fridays, we're sort of focused on fashion, and we have a couple of new lines. So our staff is going to be modeling some of our clothes. And the last thing is we're giving away a Vitamix blender, a Vitamix Pro blender. We just became an official dealer for Vitamix. So we've got a raffle for that giveaway. And, of course, we're having demonstrations with sorbet and some other goodies that we'll be serving throughout this time.
I remember we did a broadcast over there one time and gave away one of those Vitamix blenders, and a lot of people got really excited about that. Now, you are having to walk around all the time with trophies in your hand because you're always winning some kind of an award. As a matter of fact, in the Indie Weekly, your Best of the Triangle Award for Best Environmentally Friendly Store. This is certainly not the first award you've won. And, of course, Twig is an eco-friendly specialty shop offering practical and beautiful ways to bring high-quality and earth-friendly alternatives for everyday life. Keep up the good work. And if somebody wants to find out more about your business and about all your activities, in addition to just coming into the store and dropping in, how do they do that?
Well, that's the best way to appreciate the friendly staff, but certainly we have a website that will give you some information about our mission and our background, but the best way is to come by.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch. It's always good to see you. You come in here with a big smile on your face. You look like you've been out in the sun enjoying California and all kinds of stuff. So you're back in North Carolina, and we're glad to have you here.
You're very sweet, Ron. Thank you so
Sean
much.
Sean Sloan Twig on Elliott Road, right next door to Whole Foods, so you won't have any problem finding it at all. Got Grimble Jewelers on one side and then Twig on the other side, so thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
It is 8:49 at WCHL, and DG Martin is coming up next.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is celebrating the kickoff to summer with the sizzling summer event. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Nabila had to say about her Performance BMW experience.
I've had my car serviced at Performance for 4 years now. I always feel like I'm getting the white glove treatment when I see my service advisor, Jason Nunnery. Last fall, I was interested in the new 3 Series sedan after I drove it as a loaner, but I decided to keep my 2007 at least until the warranty runs out. But when I go to get a new one, I'll buy from Aaron.
Now that's a wow.
During our sizzling summer event, you can lease a new 2014 BMW 320i for $317 per month. That's another wow. Stock number B4784, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. Based on MSRP of $35,725 and selling price of $33,615. $3,248 down. Excludes $549 admin fee and tax. Financing with approved credit through BMFS. Offer expires 6/30/2014.
Visit PerformanceBMWChapelHill.com or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
Chapel Hill and Durham are changing. It seems like every week there are more high-rise luxury condo buildings under construction. Now is the time to build your real estate portfolio. After we identify the perfect investment property, we take care of everything. Finding tenants, coordinating maintenance, and depositing your rental income at your bank. The local real estate market is changing, and at Louise Beck Properties, we can help you navigate the future. Visit louisebeckproperties.com for more information.
Imagine a life free from cigarettes. Would you have more energy, more money, more breath? Renee can.
I really have a lot more freedom now without being chained to the cigarette.
It takes practice to become tobacco free. At UNC Family Medicine, our tobacco treatment specialists coach you through the process. People like Renee who utilize our nicotine dependence program know how powerful support can be. Join the team by calling 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
74 degrees in Chapel Hill, 851 at WCHL.
Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Can you believe that Scotland might actually vote to separate from the United Kingdom this fall? Well, opponents of independence are pointing out a variety of problems that Scotland would face. What kind of currency would it use? How would it manage its defense? Could it be a member of NATO and the European Union? And what would be the impact on its universities? Would Scots living in England and English living in Scotland have to choose which country would be their homeland? It's a complicated and interesting situation, but why should North Carolinians care? Well, remember that we also separated from Great Britain almost 230 years ago, and Scottish immigrants in North Carolina fought on both sides during our Revolutionary War. And they were divided on separation question, or our separation question, just like today's Scots. Then again, 150 years ago, North Carolinians and other Southerners tried to separate from their country, the United States, ironically adopting a battle flag with a St. Andrew's cross similar in design to the Scottish flag. And even today, North Carolina rejects national programs like Common Core and expanded Medicaid. There's a light breeze of independence stirring in our state, but our light breeze of discontent is nothing like that in Texas. We don't have active major political leaders making careless pro-secessionist sounding remarks like those of Texas Governor Rick Perry. Well, possible Texas secession is a serious underpinning of a new novel called Saving Texas. It's by Charlotte writer Nancy Stansel. She's a former reporter at the Houston Chronicle and the Charlotte Observer. Along with secession, Stansel uses murder, assassination plots, illegal militia, higher education fraud, Mexican drug kingpins, newsroom competition and backstabbing, adulterous sex, and travel through the vast reaches of Texas from Dallas and Houston and Austin to the dry country of West Texas. And all this keeps us, or at least it kept me, turning the pages until her reporter heroine brings down the plot to win control of Texas government and lead the state out of the Union. The reporter, Annie Price, she works for the fictional Houston Times, is writing a profile of Tom Marr, a West Texas rancher who is planning a campaign for governor. While interviewing Marr about his platform and secessionist platform, the two develop a strong attraction for each other. And that's a complication that spices up the remainder of the story. But meanwhile, Marr's two closest friends are using a community college to steal money from the Texas and federal governments, all that to fund Marr's campaign and to recruit and train a private militia. And one of Marr's friends, one of those friends, hires and loves a beautiful and accomplished Peruvian assassin who, with creativity and precision, gets rid of the group's enemies. Well, it's no spoiler to tell you that in the end, the good guys win, sort of. Most of the bad guys are still alive, and they could come back to cause more trouble if Stansel decides to write a sequel. Well, one good thing, while I was flipping through the pages of her mesmerizing book, I did not worry one bit about Scotland leaving the United Kingdom. This is D.G. Martin.
Hey, thanks a lot, D.G. 855 at WCHL. You remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond? It was about an hour ago. What is the word? It begins with an A rather long word. Call me, tell me the word, pronounce it correctly, spell it correctly, and define it. And if you're the first to do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? And your number to call, as always, is 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jeff Brubaker is today's WCHL hometown hero. Trish McGuire, planning director for the town of Carrboro, tells us why Jeff is so special.
Well, thanks, Ron, for the opportunity. Jeff is a real power hitter for the town, for our staff. Has been a great transportation planner, and we like to say that we'll be able to refill his position, but that he's basically irreplaceable. He's a great team player, and we've been fortunate to have Jeff part of our team. He's one of the people who basically makes transportation planning interesting, and that says a lot. He has a really deep understanding of what's involved from a policy perspective and from the data management side of things, and but he also brings the issues and the action of planning for transportation infrastructure to life. Brings to it a lot of passion. He is, as you know, as a person who lives in the 21st century, that the transportation infrastructure out there kind of sets the stage for the way other things happen, kind of like the framework for the way our cities grow. And so it's a really important part of what we do in planning, and it ultimately affects every single citizen, how they get around.
Well, Jeff Brubaker is obviously a very special transportation planner for the town of Carrboro, but unfortunately, I understand he is getting ready to move to California. How did that come about?
Well, he has a special interest in California, a significant other in his life, and so he will be moving out there for that. And with that, he'll be having a new opportunity to work at a different level in government with a metropolitan planning organization, doing regional kinds of planning for transportation infrastructure out in San Luis Obispo, California.
What is Jeff Brubaker like to work with, and what kind of a guy is he?
He really is modest, very intelligent. He is able to take complex information and make it pleasant and interesting. He is genuinely nice and kind and thoughtful.
I appreciate your taking the time to tell us about Jeff Brubaker. And also, I should say that Mayor Lydia Lavelle had some kind words to say about him. I understand he was honored at last night's Board of Aldermen meeting in Carrboro, and today he is being honored as WCHL's hometown hero. Congratulations, Jeff Brubaker.
We've been really lucky to have Jeff. He's a really great guy. And Ron, thanks for asking about Jeff and honoring him in this way. The resolution the board adopted in it recognizing him for his work identifies some other real accomplishments on his part while he's been working with the town, things that really make a difference in the lives of folks in our community.
In other words, he has left a legacy.
He has.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
At Five Guys, they're in the business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Burgers not your thing? Enjoy Five Guys' grilled kosher beef hot dogs topped off with all the same great toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about.
Today is your last chance for a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Tar Heel Photo Booth. It's over half off photo booth rental and props for events and parties. You choose from two options. Rental for 2 hours is just $249, normally a $549 value. Photo booths have become a must-have for every event, from weddings to reunions to corporate functions. Tar Heel Photo Booth uses only the latest professional equipment. Capture some epic moments at your next gathering. It's half off from Tar Heel Photo Booth, and today's your last chance. So buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit DurhamTech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
Our word of the day is apotheosis, A-P-O-T-H-E-O-S-I-S, the elevation to the divine status, or the perfect example. Congratulations to Ann Jameson.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It was the worst showing for the economy since the Great Recession. A government report released a short time ago shows that business activity contracted at an annual rate of almost 3% in the first 3 months of the year. Economist Gus Fauché chalks it up mostly to bad weather and expects current events to look a lot better than past history.
This is in the rearview mirror now. We had some one-time factors that resulted in a contraction in the economy in the first quarter, but we will see a good number of around 4% in the second quarter, and then I think we'll see growth at around 3% at an annual rate in the second half of this year.
Overseas, one of Iraq's next-door neighbors is getting involved in the fight against Sunni militants who've overrun much of the country. Reporter Martin Chulov has the latest from Baghdad.
The Syrian Air Force, for the first time, has been attacking ISIS targets along the border, and that's with substantial pressure from Iran and from Iraq.